Well, certainly, I went to Scripture, and Nancy and I talked a lot about what Scripture says. I remember looking at 1 Peter, where it talks about Jesus entrusting himself to him who judges justly. And it's in a context where, you know, he's entrusting himself to the Father, who is the true judge, and he was wrongly accused of all kinds of things, and he was innocent, but he willingly gave himself for us. Well, when we were in court cases where abortion clinic owners and employees were on the stand testifying that we had done things that we absolutely did not do and would never do, and using language that isn't even in our vocabulary, and that we were supposedly shouting things at women, we weren't shouting at all. You're hearing all these things, and you're thinking, wow, the jury's hearing this. And they're probably going to find us guilty, which of course they did. And we're thinking, well, if Jesus entrusted himself to the Father because he knew he was the judge, we knew we were not in the power of the judge in that courtroom. Yes, legally, by all appearances, we were, but that's where you look at the unseen and you say, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're the Supreme Court.